Anti-cyberbullying, cyber terms you should know. Anonymizer, software that hides or disguises the IP address of an internet user. This allows a person to use the internet without leaving a digital footprint that can be tracked. Bashboard, an online bulletin board on which individuals can post what they want. Generally, posts are malicious and hateful statements directed against another person or group. Blocking, the denial of access to particular parts of the internet. Cyber bully side, suicide stemming directly or indirectly from being cyber bullied. Cyberspace, the electronic universe created by computer networks in which individuals interact. Cyber stalking, harassment that includes threats of harm or is highly intimidating and intruding upon one's personal privacy. Cyber threats, electronic material that either generally or specifically raises concerns that the creator may intend to inflict harm or violence to other or self. Digital footprint, evidence of a person's use of the internet. This includes anything that can be linked to his or her existence, presence, or identity.
Filtering, the applying of a set of criteria against which internet content is judged acceptable or not. For example, a filter might check the text on a web page with a list of forbidden words. If a match is found, that web page may be blocked or reported through a monitoring process. Generally speaking, it lets data pass or not pass based on previously specified rules.
Flaming, sending angry, rude, or obscene messages directed at a person privately or an online group. A flame war erupts when flames are sent back and forth. Happy slapping, an extreme form of bullying where physical assaults are recorded on mobile phones and distributed to others. IP address stands for Internet Protocol Address. It is a unique address assigned to a computing device that allows it to send and receive data with other computing devices that have their own unique addresses. ISP, Internet Service Provider, or the company that provides an internet connection to individuals or companies. Your ISP can help with identifying the individual who posts or sends harassing or threatening words. Monitoring, the recording and reporting of online activity through software. It may record a history of all internet use or just of inappropriate use. A person can also serve this function. Trolling, deliberately but disingenuously posting information to entice genuinely helpful people to respond, often emotionally, often done to inflame or provoke others. Next installment, the effects of cyberbullying. Newspaper activity, understanding terms. Look through several editions of the newspaper, print or electronic, to see if you can find news stories about incidences of cyberbullying. Did you find any of these terms mentioned? Were other cyber terms or text talk abbreviations used? With your class and or family, discuss any terms you don't know or understand.
Source: www.cyberbullying.us. This is one of six newspaper and education features created to educate and prompt discussion about bullying and cyberbullying. Sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation. Produced by the New York News Publishers Association Newspaper and Education Program. And reviewed by Operation Respect, 2012.